So CQRS, or Command Query Responsibility Segregation, is probably one of those things that you've been using for a long time, but you didn't know that it had a name. And it's the basic idea of separating reads from writes. So the basic simple definition that I'm gonna give you, because if you read the web, it's a carnage out there. People are going over literally nothing. And the idea is, you don't have to use a single service to host your reading and writing workers, or you don't even have to use a single database to host your writes and reads. And this is not something new. We've been doing it for a long time. And I have a feeling that radical CQRSs people have taken this idea and run with it so far and produced what the monstrosity that we call microservices today. So let's go and discuss CQRS in a nutshell. I'm going to break it down into three parts, and obviously I'm going to get some people mad because I'm going to oversimplify it. How about we jump into it? So here's an example, guys. So CQRS, without segregating anything, right? You have a customer service with a lot of endpoints. You can add a customer, update a customer, you can get customers, and you can also get recommendations. I don't know what total is. That's another sum of something, right? And this backend service hits back the OLTP, the online transactional database. So you're using a relational database and Taro store because you're writing and that's optimized for writes, okay? So if you're gonna do a partial separation, this is what we're going to look like. Hey, since we're adding customers and updating customers, right, let's put this in another service and let's put the get customer recommendation and slash total in a completely different service. And that's, we've been doing this for a long time, right? You can separate writes from read. What's the benefit of this? Well, people who add customers and update customers, the backend connection pool to the database should only be using a database user with write permission, right? And versus the second service, we'll get a simple user with a basic read permissions. And I've talked about this and as a best practice in the back end. Check out the video right here. But this, so you get nice security aspects of this. So it's beneficial, right? And you can take it all the way and do full separation. Like this example, where, yeah, you have two services, but let's just also separate the databases altogether. Write permissions and write workloads can continue to use the OLTP DB, right? Row stores, right? So all the columns are organized in row format, right? And I can use a Postgres database, for example, here. While the reads, I know that I can benefit from a column store in certain situation. Right, so I'm gonna use an OLAP database, a column store OLAP database, and point my other service to this. So I gain not only security, I got also performance for free. So this is essentially for separation idea of this. And it's very, very powerful, if you can see, right? And the final thing here is scalability. I can take my read service and spin up 300 of those because I have more readers than writers, right? And I can let my writer service be a little bit more replicated, a little bit more partitioned, so I can play with all this and I can run with it. And you can go full way separation with this. So that idea, I think, not 100% sure, but I think it gave the birth of microservices, which is not a bad idea, but I think we took it way to the extreme. And we made a monster out of it as it currently stands. Okay. So what's the cons of CQRS? Guys, it's exactly very similar to the cons of microservices as it stands today. It's complexity. When you start separating things forcefully, it does not mean that they essentially naturally fit in that separation. And then Martin Fowler in his blog explain this beautifully, right? He says, hey guys, in 2011, before there was this microservices madness, he said, guys, I know CQRS is sounds good, but sometimes your workload is just a normal CRUD, C-R-U-D, create, read, update, and delete. So leave it as is. If you don't need to separate things, because separation, yeah, it has less coupling, but it introduces complexity because now you have things that used to live together. Now you're forcefully separating them. And plus, some writes actually needs reads. And if you want to do, like, go by the Bible of CQRS, you have to separate every read and every write. And that just does not make any sense in certain workloads, right? It just, some writes have to do a read. You want me to do that read in a separate place and do a write? It does not make sense. So you have to think really. So I think Martin Fowler actually predicted this mess that we run in. And just be careful of this. CQRS is not bad. It's just, is that a good idea? You know, now you know the name, but just be careful with it. Just don't go nuts. Know about it, because as we see in this channel, know that it exists, and then pick the things that you like about it, and then run with that. All right, guys, thank you so much. This is a very quick video about CQRS. I'm going to make another video about domain-driven design once I go deep into that and kind of discuss that and give you my opinion about that. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye, yo.